and you are tuned to Talkin' Music right here on your Mountain Grown Community Radio. I am your host, Taya J, joined live in the studio by the ladies of Mama Lingua, Arlen, Chloe, Chelsea, and Sammy. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us, Taya J and Katie and F.
Yes, indeed. You are going to open with a song for us today, ladies. Will you kick it off?
Let's do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Crystallized and it's never turning bitter. When the cells get full, it starts to hurt. The liquid light inside has to spill over, and it runs down the seams of all my bones, and it rushes through my veins. Oh, so slow, and it pushes through my skin like the sunlight coming in through the clouds, but from inside out. Ooh, but I don't want this heavy love to show. Seems to only hurt me when it floods and overflows, 'cause the one I love the most just flew away. So please make a hive of my body, seal up the cracks with your propolis and honey. Protect me from the fearful ones, afraid for no good reason. I'm gonna start working for myself through every single season for myself. I'm gonna start working for myself, overflowing through the seasons. For myself, for myself. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, but I don't want this heavy love to show. It seems to only hurt me when it floods and overflows, 'cause the one I love the most just flew away. Protect me from the fearful ones, afraid for no good reason. I'm gonna start working for myself through every single season for myself. I'm gonna start working. myself, overflowing through the seasons for myself.
Mama Lingua, live in the KVNF studio. There is no greater pleasure for me in hearing this space than hearing this space filled with music. So thank you, ladies, so much. And it's such a beautiful thing. I'm like the solo audience member sitting in this room with you. It's so beautiful to watch you communicate with each other and to support each other and to kind of bring each other along, which I feel like we have been doing with you for a while now. I had you here in the studio, I don't know, probably a year and a half ago, and you've come a really long way in that amount of time. You added Arlen to become a quartet. Right. You are on quite a journey. How's it going? How's it feeling?
It's been amazing. Adding the rhythm has helped us so much because now we get to play shows where, you know, the booker wants people to be able to dance, you know, a little bit too, because some of our songs are more soft and mellow, and now we've got some really fun dancey ones.
Arlen brings the bump.
She brings a bump.
Yeah,
the
bump. She raises the energy.
How do you feel about that, Arlen?
You know, we played your Ray Mountain Air last summer, and I got a bass drum kick thing for the first time, and it like shook the whole stage, and it was so satisfying.
You felt so powerful in that moment, I imagine.
It was amazing, but not just that, but just to like help like feel the music all the way through.
It's that whole somatic idea. I feel like when we talked to Mama Lingua last, we talked a lot about that idea of getting us all out of our heads where we spend so much time and getting ourselves into our bodies and really feeling our emotions and really feeling the world in a really beautiful and safe way. And I feel like that's what you give us permission to do as listeners.
Thank you.
I feel music, live music especially, it brings us to the present. And you can like let everything else wash away. It's why we love music so much. You can forget about all the troubles or be reminded of them and just be like, we're moving through this right now.
And collectively.
Sad songs.
We need sad songs too. We absolutely, almost more so than we need. I think, I don't know. I'm a sad song gal.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bittersweet song gal.
I think that's what prompted me playing music as I was like 18 years old and I went to see a show and there was a woman playing and she wrote this song and I just laid in the grass and cried my eyes out and then I was like, I want to do that to people.
It's a lot of power. You're holding a lot of power. Yeah, absolutely.
It felt great. It was cathartic.
It's a release for sure.
Yeah.
Even if you don't cry, but sometimes just, you know, dancing our hearts out or laughing, it's joy, you know.
It's joy. It's absolutely joy. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I want to remind our listeners that we are in the midst of our spring fun drive.
Woo-hoo!
That theme is the road that got us here. And ladies, I want to talk a little bit about your roads, maybe that led you here to this moment, to playing the four of you here in this room live on the air to 10,000 square miles of Western Colorado. What's the road that
miles.
Led you here?
I'll start.
How long you got?
Well, I came to Peonia because I wanted to live in the country, the wide open skies and just really open spaces with the mountains and the rivers and the canyons that we all love. And so I came here in 2020 and there was not any live music really happening. And I really felt the lack of it.
Yeah.
I really felt it. And I was also going through like a midlife crisis of my own and
a quarter life crisis.
Well, it depends on how long I live.
Third life.
Yeah.
Crisis.
But I met Sammy and I was playing a few solo gigs, just trying to get out of my head, you know, and Sammy and I started playing duo and it was like, it was
fireworks.
So good. It was just so good. It really brought me back to myself. And then from there, take it away, Sammy. But yeah, music is special.
Yeah, I think we signed up for a Valentine gig at Linda's. And then we were like, hey, Chelsea, want to play some sexy songs with us?
Yeah,
she said yes immediately, right?
Yeah, I was like, what are we wearing? Red and black, baby. Yeah, but we called ourselves Ménage à Trois that night. Yeah, do you remember? We're like, we're Ménage à Trois, because we didn't have a name, or you guys didn't really have a name yet. Right. So
we were Sammy and Chloe.
And yeah, we had like a 3-foot square radius to play. We were just like, we can do it. We did good. It was fun.
And if you're going to be a Ménage à Trois anywhere, Linda's is the place, probably. Exactly. In the North Fork Valley.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Arlen, what about you? What's the road that led you to Mama Lingua?
Well, I want to start way back. So I was a DJ at KBNF, 20, 30 years ago when it was down the street. Like, it was such a release for me when I was in my teenage years to have a place. And we would do all night shows. And so this radio station, like, has just been a facet of my life. And so it's just an honor to be here. There's a lot of words that could be spoken, but also just a long time this radio station has been a part of my life in a lot of different ways, and a DJ and playing in here. And so it's just good to be here.
I love that. It's so nice to have you here. Ladies, can we hear another song?
Yes. Sammy, you want to take it away?
Okay. I'm going to do. This one is a Colombian cumbia folk song. Hope you enjoy it.
Subiendo la corriente con chinchero y ataraya, la canoa de bareque para llegar a la playa. La luna espera sonriente con su mágico esplendor, la llegada del valiente y el alegre pescador. El pescador habla con la luna, el pescador habla con la playa, el pescador no tiene fortuna. Solo su ataraya, el pescador habla con la luna, el pescador habla con la playa, el pescador no tiene fortuna, solo su ataraya. Pescadores con su carga para vender al puerto de sus amores, donde tienen su querer. Este cumbia que se llama el alegre pescador la compuse una mañana y una mañana del sol. El pescador habla con la luna, el pescador habla con la playa. El pescador no tiene fortuna, solo su ataraya. El pescador habla con la luna, el pescador habla con la playa. El pescador no tiene fortuna, solo su ataraya.
Take it away, Arlen.
El pescador habla con la luna, el pescador habla con la playa, el pescador no tiene fortuna, solo su ataraya. El pescador habla con la luna, el pescador habla con la playa, el pescador no tiene fortuna, solo su ataraya.
really hard not to laugh.
Amazing.
When you're playing live on the radio.
I love watching your facial expressions between you. If only our audience could see.
It. What do you mean? We're just intuiting every moment. We're just telepathically communicating.
I love that song so much. We haven't played it in a while. We were trying to play something fresh for y'all. The lyrics are, the fisherman speaks to the moon, and this fisherman speaks to the beach. And then
he doesn't have a fortune. Just his net.
It's kind of a sad song.
I love it. Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you pick the sort of global songs that you incorporate? Because I know you write a lot of originals, and then you incorporate a lot of world music as well. How do you go about picking those songs? How do you know when it's a song that you want to recreate as Mama Lingua?
Yeah, so that song I learned while I was traveling in Colombia. And the original is way different. It's more like Afro drumming beats, you know, and I totally changed it and made it my own. And I shared it with my son's father is Colombian. I shared it with him and he was like, it's so weird. It's weird, but it's good, but weird.
It's I got a plug for KVNF because I listen to the Global Express and then I get some really good music. It's one of my favorite shows here. And so sometimes we'll bring in songs from the Global Express, KVNF.
Love the shout out.
I just really, really, I don't know. I love music from all over and I can't stay in one genre. Mm-hmm. And so that's how that happens. Just if we like a song, we think we can pull it off.
Totally.
Take a shot at it.
We were talking about this on the Global Express show last night, actually, that global music is so incredible because you get to travel without even having to leave your seat or your home or your living room or your garden or wherever you might be, your car. You get to go to all of these incredible places and you get to feel like you're immersed in those cultures and in that sound and in that expression, even if just for the briefest moment.
It's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something translates through those sound waves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ladies, can we hear another song?
This is a Secret Sisters song called Carry Me. It's for all the fathers out there. I'm a long way from home. I feel the weight in my bones. I'm tired like a sinner, and I'm cold and my money's all gone. I'm ashamed of the things that I've done. Feeling love is like facing a gun. Closer you get, the farther that I'm gonna run. If I keep on hiding, how will I be known? I keep telling myself that I'm better alone. Where my father will care. If I came back and fell at your feet, would you even recognize me? I'm worn and I'm weathered, and your love is the shelter I need. If I keep on hiding, how will I be known? Keep telling myself that I'm better alone. Where my father will carry me home.
I keep telling myself that I'm better alone. When I fall, when I fall, where my father will carry me home.
Mama Lingua. Live in the KVNF studio. We had you ladies in here a couple weeks ago with Embodying Rhythm before your incredible sold out show at the Paradise, and you left and I was like, I want more. I didn't get enough. We got one original Mama Lingua song and I needed to have you back. But March is also Women's History Month, and it felt like a really nice time to have this really powerful collection of ladies come fill this space with amazing music. And I know that you ladies not only are multi-instrumentalists, but you're multifaceted. You're mamas and teachers and artists and thinkers and creators. And I'm curious how music kind of fits into that, fits into all the other many roles that you play in your life right now.
I don't think it's a choice, really. I don't know what I would do if I wasn't playing music.
I think music is just infused in our life, really. I bring it to the kids in the school with teaching, but also at gatherings and, you know, wherever you are, you bring a song or you bring, you know, and it just always brings joy and merriment to everything, really, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really a sweet way for all of us to decompress. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, sometimes I am like, oh, I got to go to band practice, you know, because I'm overwhelmed and I'm doing a lot. And then we all show up and we start laughing, we start playing, and then we all leave feeling changed, you know, like sometimes Chloe's like rushing here from, like, you know, she's a toddler and a teenager, you know, and then she comes to band practice and then like you'll feel her energy is like, oh, I'm a little exhausted. And then in like 30 minutes, she's like all pepped up like a flower that got watered, you know. So I feel like we really lighten each other up when we play together. That's therapy, you know, it's therapy so that we can go do all those other things, right?
So true.
Yeah. And that feeling of having support and having each other's backs, and just there's something that I feel like a lot of people talk about and like gives lip service to, but to actually live it and to experience of like, oh, this is what it is to have a diverse group of people. I mean, yes, we're white women, but but still we have different lives and different backgrounds and different ways of going through the world. And so we can come together and make something together.
Yeah.
I love that. So nicely said. Mama Lingua, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have you take us out on one last song. That half hour went real quick.
Wow.
Just a reminder to our listeners, show some love for live music on your Mountain Grown Community Radio by giving us a call, 527-4866, or going online at kvnf.org. And reminder to those folks, Mama Lingua will be playing at Blue Corn Cafe and Mercantile in Montrose on Saturday, March 30th at 7 p.m. Don't miss that show. More tickets and information can be found at Blue Corn Cafe Montrose. com. Ladies, it is such a pleasure to have you in this space. Every time you come, you're welcome anytime. I also want to let our listeners know that you just put out an EP, so to look for that soon on digital platforms. I've been hearing it a decent amount here on our KVNF airwaves, and I'm sure it can be purchased. Some of those forms can be purchased from you ladies as well.
You can go to our website, mamalinguamusic.com.
Fabulous. Congratulations on the EP.
For free on Spotify.
Don't tell them.
Or Bandcamp.
What if you just really need to hear it? You know, it's true.
That's true. Music, right? Democratizing music. It's an incredible EP. Congratulations on that, ladies. That's a really big accomplishment, and I can't wait for more. I hate to be greedy, but I can't wait for more.
Well, that's not greedy. That's just encouraging. Helping us put a fire.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
I'm going to have you take us out on one last song. Yep. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to everyone who contributed. We are so grateful to have you in our KVNF community. Ladies, take it away.
Awesome. Right. This is a Mason Jennings song called Birds Flying Away, and it's about when his grandfather met his grandmother a long time ago.
I left my country when I was 1925. I flew into a town on the Cuban coast, met a woman that became my life. Oh, and when I saw her, the dark darkness fled from me, and I flew like a blackbird into the sun on the day that she married me. Dear God, dear God.